You know, I mean, I didn't ever get a good vibe from... Is now a good time to say I never liked them? Yeah, I'm serious. They gave me major twat vibes. Seems like I might have been right. God, I can't believe you dated them for 8 months. Or that you moved in with them. I told you that wasn't a good idea. Look, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to upset you. I'm sorry. Well, can you blame me? You're my best friend, and you just got your heart crushed by a huge dickhead. Of course I'm going to be protective. Yeah, of course I'm serious. You are my best friend. You have no idea how hard it is for me to resist the urge to turn the car around so we can drive back and beat him up. Can't believe they kicked you out. Such a dick move. Yeah, I know. But now you're moving back across the country because of it. What about your job? Your friends? Me, even. Look, I don't mean to be selfish, but... Hell, I offered for you to stay at my place until you can figure something out. I don't see why you wouldn't just... Did you really think you'd be burdening me? That's crazy. You could never burden me. I'd do anything for you. Hell, I'm driving you to the train station so you can leave me here and move halfway across the country. Doesn't that tell you anything about how willing I am to help you out? That doesn't matter, okay? You've already made your mind up. I know nothing I say will change your mind. Yeah, well, I know you. You're more stubborn than anyone I've ever met. Yes, you are. You can't deny it. I know you, remember? Exactly. So shut up. I win. You did get everything from the apartment, right? Huh? I mean, then wouldn't you just get a storage locker or something? Are you telling me you just left all that stuff there? For them? Are you crazy? I guess you did want to get out of there pretty quick. But all of your furniture and stuff? Everything? Jesus. That's... Huh? Nah. I'm not thinking anything. I'm serious. I'm definitely not thinking about going back to that arsehole's place to get your stuff back. Totally not. Well, hey, if they kicked you out just like that, it's only right to take the stuff you paid for. Shouldn't matter if that leaves them without a sofa or cutlery or whatever. That's a them problem. Hell no! Those are good investments. I mean, come on. I think I deserve the sofa more than they do. I'll just keep it for you until you get back. Well, at least this way you can get it back. And if I happen to scare them a bit, that's fine. Maybe he'll fall down the stairs or something. No, I'm not going to push them. Have a little faith in me, will you? I'm more subtle than that. I'll just spook them a bit when I go in to take your stuff back. Make them think they're being robbed for a minute, maybe. It doesn't matter that I want to push them down the stairs. I'm not actually going to do it. I don't need a assault charge on my record or whatever. Not yet, at least. They're on thin fucking ice, though. You see, I may be ridiculous, but you're the one who's chosen to be friends with me. So, I dare say you don't mind as much as you claim you do, Okay. I'll lay off. I am really gonna get your stuff back though, so maybe give them a heads up so they don't try to punch me or something. Because then I'd actually have to hit them back. Or, hey, they'd give me an excuse to. If you're laughing in this situation, that means I'm doing something right, I think. I really can't stand seeing you sad, you know? Yeah. I just like seeing you smile. It means I'm doing my job. Plus, being sad doesn't suit you. Shouldn't you be like, I don't know, pissed as hell? Ready to go kick his shit in? That'd be more like you. No. I get it. You know I do. I mean, you were actively on your way to go beat up my last ex when they broke up with me. Which seems like it might be worse than me just gonna get your stuff. Could be wrong, though. Didn't I literally just tell you I'd do anything for you? Of course I can do you a favor. Here. Yeah, I guess I can tell him. But shouldn't you do it yourself? I mean, you'd be able to explain it better than I could. 2 weeks? Are you... Can't be serious. What, you mean all of us? You're not going to talk to any of us? For 2 weeks? Well, yeah, I know you'll need some time to process, but... I mean, are you sure? What if... what if something happens? Well, it's... 2 weeks just feels like a long time not to talk to someone, you know? Especially when you're... as close as we are. No, it's not... I get it, I know it's not about me or us. I'll back off for now, then. No, I'm not annoyed. I've got no reason to be. It's your breakup. I just want to respect your boundaries. You know, you don't want to talk about it and that's fine. I'm not going to push it, but it's hard. Well, no, don't be silly. It's okay. It's more just processing the fact that you're actually leaving. Of course I'm going to be bummed out about it. You're my best friend, and you're moving halfway across the country. It's not exactly an easy thing to process. See, again, you say you've got nowhere else to go, but that's just not true. I told you there's always space for you at mine. No, it wouldn't be a burden. I've already said... You know, never mind. It's not important. I don't want to put pressure on you. I'm sorry. Ugh, it's not important because you won't listen anyway. I could beg and plead you to stay with me instead of going home, but I don't think it would change your mind. So, it's not worth the effort. Is it really that hard for you to believe that I want you around? Come on. What part of best friends don't you understand? Yeah. I know. It's hard to trust anyone right now after all that. Don't worry about it. You're right over there, given the situation, anyway. Oh, I know. I know you don't want to talk about it, but... I mean, you've hardly said a word about what happened, besides just we broke up and they kicked me out. Don't you want to, I don't know, elaborate a little? Get it off your chest. But I want to listen. Because I care, you know. It's not like I'm just trying to be nice. I genuinely want to know what happened so that I can be here for you better. Why is that so hard for you to believe? No, I'm not mad. I'm just worried about you. Is that not okay? I'm sorry, if I sound mad, I'm really not, I promise. Not with you. The only person I'm mad at is your dickhead ex. Nah, I'm not gonna do anything to them. I promise, all I'm gonna do is go get your stuff back. I'm pretty sure I know what's yours and what's not, considering I went with you to buy most of it. Yeah. So, just tell me what happened. God. I guess they really are a fucking twat, huh? God. What a cunt. That's fucking horrid of them. Nasty, even. I mean, even if you're breaking up with someone for somebody else, that's a really fucked up way to do it. No, I'm not gonna go do anything crazy when you've left. I'll be thinking about it, though. Hey, just thinking about it doesn't mean I'm gonna actually do any of it. Thinking about it will just give me something to occupy my brain with during the time I'm not spending talking to you. I don't know. I may not survive those 2 weeks. I mean, come on. 2 weeks? Without talking to my best friend? That's an insane ask. What am I gonna do with all those empty hours? What, should I get an actual hobby? Sounds awful. You're my hobby. Well, here we are then. Let me help you get your stuff. Right. Here we are. Look, are you sure you want to go through with this? I mean, I know it's difficult for you right now, and it seems like this is the path you're on and you have to follow it, but is it really worth just dropping everything, your whole life, and leaving for God knows how long? We don't even know when you're going to be back, if ever. Well, I guess I can't stop you. If this is really what you need right now, I'll support you. Hey, that's your train, right? Yeah, we got here just in time. I guess you'd better go catch it then. Just be safe, alright? Yeah. Love you too. I'll talk to you later. Have a good trip. What are you doing? No, you're gonna miss your train, you idiot. Yeah, I know you'll miss me. Now go, before... What do you mean that's not it? Miss what chance? I don't know what you're... Look, I know you're upset, but that's not... That's really not funny. No. Don't. If you're not serious, don't say it. I don't think I can handle that right now. Especially not with you leaving. Look, the train's boarding. You have to... You... I mean... I don't... Why did you want to leave, then? If you wanted this, too. Too soon, huh? I didn't think so. This could have come so much sooner. Of course it could have. I've been in love with you for years. I didn't say anything because I didn't want to ruin our friendship. That classic line. If I lost you to something silly like that, I'd be a wreck. How long have you felt this way? Recently. Well, lucky me then, huh? Does this mean... Are you not leaving, then? Ah, thank God. Because it would be kind of fucked up if you did all of this and then left me hanging out to dry. Did you just throw your stuff everywhere? What's wrong with you? I guess this was pretty important. Go on. Go and collect it. Well, bring it back to mine. Well, you're sure as hell not making that train right now. It's already pulling out. You didn't leave anything on your seat. Not to mention, now that I know, you're not going anywhere. You're stuck with me. Idiot. God, I can't believe it. Wait, was all of that angsty stuff in the car because you didn't want to confess to me? Oh, you really are dumb. I thought you might have been trying to get rid of me. No, I wasn't crying. Okay, like, maybe a little. But come on. Could you expect me not to? My best friend, who maybe I'm in love with, decides to move halfway across the country and then tells me they won't be responding to anyone for like 2 weeks. That's crazy. No, you're definitely the idiot in this situation. Can't believe you right now. Right. Get your stuff then. We're going back to mine. And we're going to have a talk about this. Alright? Good. God, you're such a pain in the... Ass. A pain in the ass. Get your stuff. We'll get some lunch on the way home. It's getting late. Then we can go steal your stuff back. Well, more fun to say we're stealing it. Which, by the way, is what's going to happen to your luggage if you don't go get it off the platform now. Go on. I'll start the car. Idiot.